At Christmastide, good Arthur, England's king, at table sat with Guinevere his queen, and noble knights around him in a ring. When suddenly, in their midst was seen a lady in a gown of gold and green. "I hear it is your custom, ere you eat, to hear a story of a wondrous feat, so thus from Ireland have I took sail in this most joyous, deadly time of year, to bring before your grace myself and tale, which, please your grace, you presently shall hear." The king assented. "Nobles all, take ear, and hearken to the tale for which I hied to Camelot. In February died my father good. In Ireland, no other in nobleness or sword skill could compare. He left no son, nor nephew, nor no brother behind him. Thus my sister was the heir to crown and scepter and the land of Clare. But swift and sudden came a fearsome band of northern ravagers to steal our land. Their leader was a fierce and evil king, and his 600 knights that with him stayed would force my sister wear his wedding ring. Destruction, blood, and death in balance weighed. My sister gave assent. I sang and prayed, and on St. Patrick's Eve, in driving rain, came Bedivere and Kay and good Gawain. A message to the northern king they sent, for in the village of our awful plight Gawain had heard. 'Give over and repent,' the northern king replied. 'Tis not your fight.' 'Not so. A lady to defend and right her wrong our privilege is,' said Sir Gawain. 'We came for justice. Justly we remain.' The northern king then offered lands and gold. 'Take back your filthy offerings. We came not seeking rich rewards in metals cold, nor testing fortune, nor to prove our fame. We came to help a lady, and you shame yourself with bribery,' said Sir Gawain. 'We came for justice. Justly, we remain.'" 600 knights had taken to the field when dawn had broken on St. Patrick's Day. 3 noble knights took vows to never yield and charged. From battlements I watched the fray. How it was done, I cannot rightly say, but on that field 600 knights were slain by Bedivere and Kay and good Gawain. For this I came to Camelot today, to tell this tale of wonder I have seen, to thank Sir Bedivere and good Sir Kay, and Sir Gawain, who bears the baldric green as emissary of my sister Queen of Clare. From Ireland I thus took sail, and so began, and endeth so my tale." "These words have come to Camelot newborn," said Arthur King. "Why did you nothing say?" "How should we speak?" said Bedivere with scorn. "'Twas just. There's nothing to be said." Sir Kay said nothing but, "I just," and turned away. Amazed, King Arthur turned to Sir Gawain. "We went for justice. Thus did justice reign."